Your Psychic Powers and How to Develop Them, by Hereward Carrington. Chapter 3. Fear and How to Banish It. We are our own greatest enemies. We create the majority of the ills from which we suffer. In psychic investigation, more people have suffered from fear than from any other depressing emotion. But in 9 cases out of 10, these fears have been perfectly groundless, and the subject has had all his fears and worry for nothing. He has crossed his bridges before coming to them. Were he to reflect for a moment, he would find that the terrible things he feared very rarely came to him, that the majority of the experiences which he actually went through were of such a nature that he needn't have feared them at all. Fear wrecks, faith saves. Fear is not only useless, for the reason that it prevents nothing, but it is actually harmful from this double standpoint. In the first place, it helps to induce the condition we are fearing. As Job said, "That which I greatly feared has come upon me." He thought about and dreaded certain conditions so much that he doubtless created them, while had he not done so, they would never have come upon him. Professor William James gives us a very good illustration of the way in which fear sometimes brings about its own fulfillment. He says, "Suppose that, for example, I am climbing in the Alps and have the ill luck to work myself into a position from which the only escape is by a terrible leap. Being without similar experience, I have no evidence of my ability to perform it successfully, but hope and confidence in myself make me sure that I shall not miss my aim, and nerve my feet to execute what without those subjective emotions would perhaps have been impossible. But suppose that, on the contrary, the emotions of fear and mistrust predominate, or suppose that I feel that it would be sinful to act upon an assumption unverified by previous experience, why then I shall hesitate so long that at last, exhausted and trembling, and launching myself in a moment of despair, I miss my foothold and roll into the abyss. In this case, and this is one of an immense class, the part of wisdom clearly is to believe what one desires, for the belief is one of the indispensable